Okay, this is the English program. We are now looking at social anxiety. Now, this occurs when we are overly concerned about being humiliated, embarrassed, evaluated, or rejected by other people in social situations. Everyone experiences social anxiety some of the time. But for a minority of people, the frequency and intensity of social anxiety is intense enough to interfere with meaningful activities, be it relationships, academics, career aspirations, or whatever. When a person's level of social anxiety is excessive, social interactions are either dreaded or avoided. Social cues and emotions are difficult to understand, and positive thoughts and emotions are rare. Then that person may be diagnosed with social anxiety disorder or social phobia. There are effective treatments with both medications and psychotherapy for this problem. Unfortunately, only a small proportion of people with social anxiety disorder actually seek treatment. So this series of podcasts is using materials from NobaProject.com, and all the materials are made available under a Creative Commons license. So we're going to be looking at this issue, and by the end of the series, these are the learning objectives. You will be able to distinguish social anxiety from social anxiety disorder. You'll be able to identify commonly feared social situations. You'll know the prevalence and treatment rates of social anxiety disorder. You'll understand how social anxiety influences thoughts, feelings, and behaviors. And you'll be able to identify effective treatments for social anxiety disorder. So, a public speaker waits backstage before her name is called. She visualizes what will happen in a few moments. The audience will cheer as she walks out and then turn silent with all eyes on her. She imagines this will cause her to feel uncomfortable and, instead of standing balanced, she will lean to one side, not quite sure what to do with her hands. When her mouth opens, instead of words, guttural sounds will emerge from a parched throat before her mind goes blank. In front of friends, family, and strangers, she is paralyzed with fear and embarrassment. Physically, in the moments leading up to the performance, she sweats, trembles, has difficulty breathing, notices a racing heartbeat, and feels nauseated. When someone asks her a question, she loses her voice or its pitch rises a few octaves. She attempts to hide her anxiety by tensing her muscles or telling herself to breathe and stay calm. Behaviorally, she seeks ways to escape the audience's gaze by playing a video and asking the audience questions, for example. And she tries to get through the performance as quickly as possible, for example, rushing off the stage. Later, she works hard to avoid similar situations, passing up future speaking opportunities. Welcome to the often terrifying world of social anxiety.